It is 8:46, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Eredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. Today is weigh-in day. Commit to Fit, starting over once again, a really great thing. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and this is just maybe an extra way to help hold yourself accountable for getting into a little bit better shape, or maybe into much better shape, or just losing some weight, whatever your goals happen to be. And joining us to talk more about it from OSS St. Mary Medical Center is Carrie McCants. Carrie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really odd. I don't know what was going on with that. All right. Well, and also Katie Carlson from our staff, who's involved with the Katie, are you there?
Am I here? Well, I am here.
Yours is working.
Okay. Am I here? Okay.
Thanks for joining us here this morning. All right. Well, look, Carrie, let's kind of start from the beginning a little bit about Commit to Fit itself and the whole purpose behind it.
Yes. This is our 10th annual year of doing Commit to Fit. It's an 8-week weight loss program. And what's great about this is you only have to weigh in once, and then in 8 weeks you weigh out. But we have a Facebook page where we encourage you the whole time. We are going to have nutritionists. We're going to have exercise specialists from the YMCA. We're going to give you tips and tricks on how to maintain your weight and keep you motivated.
Yeah, and it's not an easy thing. But Commit to Fit makes it as easy as it can be.
We try to. And with a group doing it all at once, we all encourage each other. We keep each other motivated. We try to keep you on track for the first 8 weeks. What's great about this program is it's free. You have free access to trainers at the YMCA. You have free access to nutritionists. We're just going to give you all the information, and it's all for free.
Yeah, and you learn something in the process and get yourself into better shape, lose some weight, and that's, yeah, it's all, especially like I mentioned, if you've made that commitment to yourself, that New Year's resolution, great way to help yourself out.
Oh, absolutely, and it can help you be accountable.
Right.
And you can win prizes as well.
So. Well, and that's the thing. I want people to know that nobody within Commit to Fit is holding you accountable. They're going, well, you didn't do very well. That's not what's happening here.
Absolutely.
They are just there to try to help you out. It's to help you hold yourself accountable. It's like, hey, I'm part of this contest. Maybe I could win some great prizes.
Yeah, we'll give you, you know, tips and help you out and encourage you. And if you're struggling, we'll be there for you.
All right. Well, Katie, let's talk about getting signed up for it. Weigh-ins start today. Give us the details on that.
Yeah, we're going to be at the downtown YMCA here from 4 to 6 this evening. I do believe registration online is getting ready to close if it hasn't already this morning. But if not, you can try galesburg.info and go to keyword commit to fit. If you can't for any reason, just walk in. You don't have to be pre-registered. I can write you in when you get there. So, yeah, it's a super easy process. You know, you'll have me yakking at you for a couple minutes, but we'll get you going and get your before picture and get you weighed in and ready to go.
Yeah, and it's, again, a little self-motivation, hold yourself accountable, and talk a little bit about, at the end of this thing, the person, male and female, that is, it's not the most weight lost, it's the most percentage.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's the percentage of weight loss.
Okay.
And it's also, there's a category for men and a category for women because mm-hmm. men do tend to lose weight faster, so we do make it fair for both.
Yeah. So what kind of prizes are we talking about this
year? Oh, we got great prizes.
Can you even say?
Yes. First place winner for male and female, they win $300.
Wow.
Plus a full year membership at the Y. And second place, you get $150 and a 6-month membership at the Y. And then third place is $50 with a 3-month membership at the Y.
Wow. The great thing about that is this is 8 weeks. It's more of a jump start than anything.
Oh, yes.
And you find out all this information you need to help you on your journey. And it's like, hey, you win the thing and then you get that free membership. Keeping it going is sometimes a hard thing.
Yeah. And what's wonderful is we've had so many successes in this community where people will jump start with Commit to Fit and they stay active throughout the whole year and they've lost weight and kept it off. And I know a couple of people that are actually like trainers now that help others lose weight.
So. I mean, I guess a goal would be you do Commit to Fit once and
yes.
you don't actually have to do it again
exactly.
because you kept it off and don't have to worry about it anymore.
That is true. But hey, if you need to do it again, you know, we all
absolutely
fall into, you know, where we need to get our mindset back.
That little bit of motivation. Carrie McCantro, yes, of St. Mary Medical Center. Katie Carlson from our staff here at WGIL joining us here this morning. So the weigh-in starting at 4 o'clock today, downtown YMCA. So with the weigh-in, is there like a weekly weigh-in, or is it just a beginning and end?
A beginning and end. So you can come today, 4 to 6 at the downtown Y, or tomorrow morning we're going to be there from 6 to 8 prior to your work day. Like I said, you don't have to be pre-registered. Just come on in. And at the end, 5th or 6th of March, is that right, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
So March 5th and March 6th, we'll do it again, same times, 4 to 6 after work on Thursday and 6 to 8 the next day at the downtown Y.
And so, for those people who are worried about other people seeing their weight, the people weighing you that are writing it down are going to see it.
It's confidential.
That's it. There's not going to be a whole bunch of other people standing there, what does that person weigh? Oh, what do they weigh? What? 9,700 pounds? No, it's not like that at all.
No, we don't care what you weigh. We just want to be there to help you get on your path to a healthful lifestyle.
So. Yeah. Well, and that's a great thing. And Carrie, you mentioned a chance to chat with nutritionists. That's such a big thing. It's, move and eat right is kind of what it comes down to. And then this kind of helps you. It's like, okay, well, maybe I don't know how to eat right. Maybe I've been eating this and shouldn't. That's a way to find those type of things out.
Oh, absolutely. And just doing this process for 10 years, you really understand that there are some people out there that just don't know how to read labels or think they're eating healthy and don't understand why they're not losing weight. Well, there might be eating a taco salad from Taco Bell. They probably think
salad,
that, yeah.
Right?
But if you look at the calorie content and everything in it, it's like, oh, that might not be the best choice.
It says salad is good.
Yeah. And just because fried chicken is chicken doesn't mean it's good chicken.
Hey, well, exactly. Just like the a meme we had this morning, if you put a raisin in your one-pound bag of M&Ms, it makes it trail mix so you can eat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it totally does.
Things sometimes make sense to me. Carrie McCants and Katie Carlson joining us this morning. Commit to Fit weigh-in this evening or this afternoon and evening at the downtown Knox County YMCA from 4 to 6. You don't have to pre-register. You can they can take your name down when you're there, but you can pre-register online if you so choose. And the other thing is we talked about the nutrition. And same thing, people like, gosh, I don't know how to do maybe I'd like to lift some weights. I don't know how to use the machines, this and that. Well, that again, the trainers from the Y are there to help you with those type of things.
Oh, also. Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll be giving you, some tips and ideas. We're going to be doing videos this year. We do have team captains. We have different colored teams. You'll be signed a team when you get registered, and your team members will help encourage you. We do have team weekly prizes and challenges every week. It's just a fun way to lose weight, if there is one.
Yeah, I was saying that's what you're trying to do, because there's not really a fun way.
Yeah.
But again, making it as painless as possible, I guess, and getting all the help you need, and bottom line, hey, and even if you don't want to get to the gym and get on these machines, as long as you're moving.
There's so many things you can do inside your house. You can turn up the music and dance around. Do whatever.
I do that all the time. Sometimes I have to pull the curtains in the studio here because I'm dancing and nobody else wants to see it.
Well, Tom, you're a closet Zumba.
I am.
Dancer. We know.
Yes. Yeah. You can tell by my body shape. Commit to Fit. 10 years now?
My 10 goodness. Years.
What a great thing.
Yes.
And you've seen a lot of people over the years get healthy and stay healthy.
It's amazing how many people start this program and they're like, it just got me motivated. I want to lose weight. And can I even say it? Katie's one
you
of them.
You can say it. Yeah, yes. You can say it. Yep.
If you want to tell your story.
tell your story, Katie. Let's hear it.
Well, so last year, we've been making a lot of changes to Commit to Fit over the last few years, which we should talk about because we've got some really cool additions coming up this year for anybody who's done Commit to Fit in the past. But so last year, Carrie asked me if I would be a team leader. I'm like, yeah, I'll be a team leader. And so I didn't want to be like fail my team, so I joined Weight Watchers and I'm exercising and, going to town. And I have always struggled. And since I was about 18, 19, I started putting on weight, and my thyroid levels have always been up and down, but never consistently terrible. Right. So nobody would medicate me or help me. And so after Commit to Fit, I actually gained 2 pounds, and I was furious. And I finally went to my doctor. I'm like, I'm done with this. You're going to help me. I'm furious. So they did, and they sent me to a nutritionalist to teach me how to eat to control my hypothyroid symptoms. And I started right after Commit to Fit last year. I think I went to the doctor on March 26th, started on March 27th, and today I'm almost at 70 pounds down, and my thyroid levels are normal. And it's because of feeling ashamed at failing my Team Green from Commit to Fit last year. Because, you know, and it's something that I've always known that I've had an issue with since I've been an adult. But, you know, it's just been one of those things where I never really prioritized and really pushed anybody to help me when they'd tell me no.
But then you get that little extra motivation we've been talking about, that little extra incentive. Is all it took. Really cool. Great, great success story then.
Yeah.
So weigh in again, 4 o'clock this evening at the downtown Knox County YMCA. You don't need to pre-register. You can if you want, but you don't need to. You can get there, get signed up. You'll weigh in. Nobody else will know except the people weighing you in. They're not going to throw your weight out there for everybody to see. You do then you do what you can with all the help you want.
Yes, absolutely. And then also tomorrow, if you can't make it tonight, tomorrow it's from 6 a.m.
right.
till 8 a.m.
Yeah. So it's 4 to 6 today, then 6 to 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning at the downtown Knox County YMCA. Carrie McCants, anything else we need to know about Commit to Fit?
We do take before and after photos, but that's for yourself. Mm-hmm. We don't share them online or anything unless you want to. But it's good to take a before photo and after photo. The difference is incredible.
Yeah, because sitting there looking in the mirror, you don't really see it on yourself.
No. You don't.
Yeah, but you see a picture, it's like, oh, wow, I was all that.
Yes.
and 10 bags
more.
Of chips. Yes.
And the people who have won in the past, you see their before and after photos. It's incredible.
Yeah. Pretty amazing what you can do in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Carrie McCants, OSF, Katie Carlson from our staff here. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks,
Appreciate
Tom.
It.
Thanks
excited.
For having us.
Commit to Fit, again, you can weigh in from 4 to 6 this evening at the downtown Knox County YMCA or tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 a.m.